Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Better Homes and Corpses by Kathleen Bridge, narrated by Vanessa Daniels. Chapter 1. It seems I'm always at the wrong end of the stick. The pointy end. The one you can't see until you trip over it and it pokes your eye out, or worse yet, your heart. I got the flat tire at the intersection of Old Montauk Highway and Route 27. Earlier, my spirits had scaled the upper limits of antique picker heaven. Now I'd be late, and Caroline Spencer would never tolerate lateness. My rescuer came in the form of a PSEG power grid worker in a cable truck. When I offered him my last $10 bill for a job well done, he refused and said, "But I'll take that woody golf club in the back of your Jeep." I'd scavenged the club the day before from the front of the demolished Tiki Motel, along with a set of what I prayed were ivory mahjong tiles hidden in a moldy suitcase. "Well, if you're ever on the lookout for any more clubs, give me a call." I handed him my business card.
"Meg Barrett, Cottages by the Sea," he said, reading the card. "What are you, some kind of home builder?"
"No, more like a nest builder. Sorry, I have to run. I'm so late." I glanced at his ring finger. Darn. It would be nice to meet someone with the same collecting bug I had, instead of the cheating jerk I'd been engaged to who hated all things old. The only thing Michael and I had in common was Jeopardy and an obsession with home decor magazines. He loved minimalist modern, and I was more of a vintage, upcycled trash gal. At the sight of the East Hampton windmill, my pulse quickened. Only a few rain-drenched souls trudged along Main Street. It was March. But come June, the beautiful people would...